I'm Roby Brock with your Talk Business Update, a recap of the biggest business and political stories of the last week. Governor Mike Beebe said Tuesday that tax increases to make up the looming Medicaid shortfall were unlikely and not something he was going to propose. State Medicaid officials are expecting a funding shortfall of $250 to $400 million by the end of the next fiscal year. Beebe said he thought some degree of cutbacks and services, as well as rededication of natural growth in revenue, would be the practical outcome to address the funding shortfall. Though he mentioned service cuts, Beebe declined to name specific areas for them. He also said reform efforts for Medicaid would help the situation by slowing growth. Hawker Beechcraft filed Chapter 11 bankruptcy on Thursday, and the aircraft maker said that immediate job cuts are not in store. However, the Wichita, Kansas-based airplane manufacturer did say that as it reviews its production lines in bankruptcy, layoffs could occur. Hawker Beechcraft has a large manufacturing operation in Little Rock that employs roughly 450 workers. It also has facilities in England and Mexico. A tightening belt and improved earnings in its exploration and production business helped Murphy Oil offset sliding losses in its refinery and downstream operations. The El Dorado-based oil and gas company posted first quarter net income of $290 million on revenue of nearly $7 billion. 1 year ago, Murphy Oil recorded profits of $269 million on revenue of $6.2 billion. Tension and opposition against Walmart stores continues to brew over the retail giant's alleged bribery scandal recently exposed in its Mexican operations. Monday, John Liu, controller and trustee of New York City Pension Funds, said his group has invested more than $250 million in Walmart shares and will cast 4.7 million votes against five of the company's directors up for re-election. However, the Walton family controls close to 47% of all outstanding shares of Walmart stock. The University of Arkansas at Little Rock opened its Center for Integrative Nanotechnology Sciences on Wednesday. Nanotechnology is a research field that manipulates matter in a microscopic way, allowing for applications. The scale of nanotechnology is small. It's a billionth of a meter, or the equivalent of 1/10,000th the size of a human hair. The $15 million five-story building will house research facilities for scientists and students to explore nanomaterials. Arkansas tax collections are on the rise, up about 5% over last year. Individual income taxes led the growth. In unemployment circles, all of the eight metropolitan areas in or connected to Arkansas had jobless rate decreases in March compared to a year ago. During March, the lowest metro jobless rate was 5.7% in Northwest Arkansas, and the highest rate was 9.3% in Pine Bluff. Arkansas's overall jobless rate was 7.4% in March, down from 7.6% during February and below the 8% rate in March of a year ago. Arvest Mortgage Company, a subsidiary of Bentonville-based Arvest Bank and the largest mortgage originator in the state, said it processed more than $548 million in new mortgage loans for purchases and refinancing in the first quarter. That is a 97% increase over last year. The National Mortgage Bankers Association projected first quarter 2012 new mortgage originations to increase by about 5% versus the previous year. So those numbers reflect an improving real estate market. State home sales have improved in 2012, but not at the double-digit rate Arvest has seen. For the first quarter of 2012, home sales in Arkansas's four largest metropolitan areas rose 4.4%. I'm Roby Brock, and that is your Talk Business Update.